Morning. It's good to be here this morning, and it's a blessing to be here and be asked to preach. And we're going to turn this morning to the book of John and chapter 6. If you have your Bibles, John chapter 6. And my subject this morning is Jesus being the bread of life. I am the bread of life, he says. And, you know, I was thinking about when we the ladies just did that special. I'd rather have Jesus than anything. You know, I think this morning, ask yourself honestly, is that true? Is that true? Would you rather have Jesus than anything this world can give you? Would you rather have Him than that shiny new thing that you've been planning and scheming and trying to get for a long time? Would you rather have Him? To you that are lost, would you rather have Him than anything? Would you rather have Him than anything this world can give you? Anything this world can give you is very temporary. This morning, again, my subject is Jesus, the bread of life. In John chapter 6 and verse 35, John 6 and verse 35, we'll start there, and we're going to be all over in John 6, Lord willing. But we're going to start with just this one verse, John 6 and 35. It says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." You know, there are some basic necessities of life that you and I need to sustain physical life. You need air to breathe. You need shelter from the elements. You need water to drink. You need food to eat. And any of those things, if we're deprived of for very long, physical life can't exist. You'll die if you don't have those things. It is a necessity for physical life that you have those basic necessities met, those basic needs met. We need to remember that the ability to sustain life is not in any creature. We don't have the ability to sustain our own life. We must be sustained by God. He is the one who is the sustainer of life. He's the giver of life. And without Him, we cannot sustain ourselves. If we are deprived of just some basic necessities, we'll die. We must be sustained by God. And so we need to realize that, that He's the giver and sustainer of life. And today we're going to consider specifically the gift and sustenance of spiritual life. And just as there are means necessary to maintain physical life, there is a very necessary means. There is a necessity which every soul must have to have both spiritual life and eternal life. And that absolute necessity is Jesus Christ. You must have Jesus Christ for life. For eternal life, for spiritual life, or you will die. You are in a condition, if you're lost today, you are already in a condition of spiritual death. And you need the life that only Christ can give. You must have that life, or you will die. You will die physically one day, and then you will forever spend eternity in a state of dying, of death, of suffering, of anguish, of separation from God. And you need Christ. You need Christ. So number one, Jesus is essential for life. He's essential for life. In verse 35, he says, "I am the bread of life." He is absolutely essential. Without Christ, you cannot live. Without Christ, you cannot live. You will die. With Christ is life eternal, but without Him, you cannot live. It tells us in Romans 6 and 23 that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is life, but without Him, we must die, and that is an absolute surety that if you do not have Jesus Christ this morning, if you have not taken Him in as the bread of life, if He is not your supplier and sustainer and giver of a life, you will die. It is an absolute necessity, and He is essential for life. More than you need physical bread, more than you need the very basics of physical life, you need Jesus Christ this morning. You need Him to be your life. Without Him, there is no hope for you. Very much more than we need that physical bread, we need the bread of life. Look in verses 48 here of John 6. 48 down through 50 we'll read. It says, Jesus said again in verse 48, "I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die." Oh, so much more you need the bread of life than you need physical bread. You need Christ. You need that life that only He can give. So much more than physical things. You know, we are so focused on the physical things. We are so focused on the things of this world. We are so caught up in it. We need to realize that these things are so very temporary. These things are going to perish with this earth. Everything that is physical that you and I know, these things are going to perish. These things are temporary. We need to be looking to the bread of life. We need to be looking for the life that is in Christ, that only He can give. We find that Jesus fills and sustains all needs of spiritual life. There is every need is met. Look there again in verse 35. He said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." He satisfies all of our spiritual needs. That bread of life satisfies even our thirst. It satisfies all of the needs that we have. All of our requirements for life are met in Christ. Everything that we need for life is met in Christ. There is nothing lacking in Him. There is nothing that He cannot provide you for spiritual life. It is to Jesus Christ and to Him alone that you must look for spiritual life. To Him alone. He's the bread of life. Turn to John 1 for a minute. We're not going to flip around a whole lot today. Usually I go all over the place and with proof texts and things, but John 6 is so huge. we'll spend a lot of time there. But John 1 and 1 through 4 says, "In the beginning was the Word," speaking of Christ, "and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Jesus Christ is the source of life. If you would live, you must have Christ. If you would have eternal life, you must have Christ. He is an absolute necessity for life. It is to Christ that you must look, and to Him alone. So number two then, faith is essential to be a partaker of Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Jesus Christ is essential for life, and faith is essential to be a partaker of Jesus Christ, the bread of life. You must look to Him by faith. By faith, He must be your sustenance. He must be your bread of life. He must be your life. By faith, you must take Him in. He must be your sustenance. Consider, what does Jesus mean when He says that we must eat His flesh and drink His blood? Let's read those verses, in verses 47 down through 58. Verse 47 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." Very important. "I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If a man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink His blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." What does he mean that you must eat his flesh and drink his blood? What does he mean by that? very simply that we must be a partaker of Him by faith in order to be a partaker of His life. By faith, you must take Him in. He must become your sustenance. You must, just like you eat physical food, you take it in and it gives you sustenance. It sustains your life. It gives you the things you need. By faith, you must take Christ in and consume Him. He must be your life. He must become a part of you. Just as physical food comes into your body and gives your body life, Christ must be your life. You must take Him in by faith. You must look to Him and rely upon Him for your sustenance. He must be taken in by faith. You must be a partaker of Christ. Figuratively, not actually, as some heretics, teach that you eat this wafer and you drink this, whatever they use, and they say this is actually the body and blood. That's not what he's talking about at all. He's talking about faith. He's talking about receiving Christ by faith. You take Him in by faith. He becomes your life by faith. So you must look to Him by faith. Figuratively, He must be taken in. And figuratively, He must be eaten like bread in order to have life and life eternal. Jesus says, I am that bread. He says, look back at verse 47 down through 48 there. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. That's the kind of bread he is. I'm that bread of life. He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. He's the kind of bread that you take in by faith. By believing on Him. By trusting in Him. By looking to Him for your salvation, for your sustenance, for your life. For forgiveness of sin. For being reconciled to God. That's that bread of life. He's that kind of bread that you take in by faith. Consider the importance of partaking of physical bread. If you do not partake of physical bread, physical food, you'll die. If bread is set before a starving man, he will still die if he does not eat. You must take that bread in. You have to eat that bread. Christ has been set before the world, crucified, the Savior of the world. But if you do not take Him in, if He is not your Savior, He does not give you life. You do not have life in you. You must have your sustenance in Jesus Christ. You must take Him in by faith. He must be your Savior, your sustenance. He's been set before the world. There He is. Men are dying all over the world. But if you do not take Him in by faith, you will die. That's absolutely certain. There are men starving all over the world. People are starving all around the world for spiritual life. They're dying every day because they have not taken in the bread of life. They have not eaten the bread of life. You must take Him in by faith. He must be your Savior. Look in verse 53 then again. It says, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, ye have no life in you. Again, you can't sustain, you have no ability to sustain your own life. He is the life. He's the giver and sustainer of life. If you do not have Him, you must die. There is no life in you if you do not have Christ as your Savior. And then lastly, so Christ is essential to life. You must have Him for life. Faith is essential to be a partaker of Christ. You must take Him in by faith. Third, grace is essential for faith to exist. Verses 41 down through 45. The Jews then murmured at Him because He said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that He saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to Me except the Father which hath sent Me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. As it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Without exception, everyone that hath heard and hath learned of the Father comes to Christ. Grace is essential for faith. Faith is essential to partake of Christ. Christ is essential for life. We need God. We need the grace of God to give us these things. But consider these things. Faith is the God-given appetite for the bread of life. That's the way of looking at it according to these scriptures. Faith is the God-given appetite for the bread of life. If God does not grant unto you that appetite for Christ, you will not see your need for Him. You will not see that you are hungry. You will not see that you are starving, that you are dying, that you will perish without Him. You need, just as much as you need faith in Christ, you need the grace of God to have faith in Christ.
Amen.
You need to look to God.
That's right.
You are dying if you lost today. You're dying in your sins. You need the grace of God. And you need faith in Christ. You need these two things. These are essential. You need the life that is in Christ. You need the bread of life, or else you'll perish. You need these things. But again, faith is the God-given appetite for the bread of life. God has given to all physical creatures a sensation of hunger and appetite for the food they need to live. Without this God-given appetite, we would not know what we need to eat, and we would not know what is good for us to eat. Every creature has an appetite for what it needs. Physically, you understand? We have a physical appetite for food that sustains us. God, and that's a God-given appetite. If we do not have an appetite, we would never know what to eat. We wouldn't know where to go. We wouldn't know what was good for us. You know, what if we had our appetite mixed up, and you know we had the appetite of some kind of a herbivore, or something like that, or you know some other kind of animal that ate something that we wouldn't get everything we need for. We would become weak and sick and probably die, because we're seeking something that isn't good for us. You know, and because of sin, man has lost an appetite for God. He doesn't have an appetite for God. He has a confused appetite. He thinks that the things of this earth are what he needs. He thinks that he can find what he needs in all these things that are physical. He thinks that, well, I need this and this and this. This will make me happy. Well, this will help me, or this will do this for me. He doesn't even know what he needs anymore. He needs a God-given appetite for Christ. He needs a God-given understanding of his need, of his desperate need of Christ, so that he then has the proper appetite, and he knows then what will fulfill that appetite. It's Christ. Christ is what you need this morning. This world has absolutely nothing that is lasting and good. It's just going to perish. It is useless to eternal life, the things of this life. Jesus Christ is the bread of life, and you need a God-given appetite. It should be no surprise to us that we need this God-given appetite, this God-given understanding of Christ, a God-given recognition of our need of life through Him before we could ever come to Christ for life and salvation. That shouldn't surprise us. It shouldn't surprise us that we need God to give us this God-given appetite, this understanding of our, and this recognition of our need for Christ. Many are surprised when you show that they need this God-given appetite. No man can come to me, he said, except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. That spiritual condition that the lost man is in, that natural state, is death. It's described to us in Ephesians chapter 2. Dead in trespasses and sin. Spiritually dead. Incapable of feeling anything about God. Knowing anything about God. Sensing anything about God. Dead. You need a God-given appetite. You need a miracle. You need a miracle of God. You must be born again. You need spiritual life imparted to you, a God-given appetite given to you, that you might look to Christ.
Amen.
That you might take Him in as the bread of life. That you might find life in Christ. Jesus is the bread from heaven. He's no ordinary bread.
Yeah.
Look in verses 60 down through 63, or 66 here. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, that they must take him in, that they must eat his flesh. They didn't understand this. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" You know, we think to ourselves, well, this seems obvious. Well, we're looking at it from New Testament perspective, having the Bible revealing these things to us. But suppose, you know, it's no more difficult for us today than it is them back then to see that Christ was the life that they needed. But to see the man say that I'm the bread of life, it was hard for them. I can see that it would probably be hard, difficult. We kind of take it for granted, and we can have this kind of a head knowledge, but maybe we don't really see it either, that Christ is the bread of life. But let's keep reading here in verse 60 down through. It says, "Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?'" Don't be too hard on them. Don't be too hard on them, you who have a head knowledge of Christ. Don't be too hard on them. Have you heard it? Have you really heard it? Have you really heard that Christ is the bread of life? That He is the only thing that can give you eternal life? That He is your only hope? Have you heard it? "When Jesus knew in Himself that His disciples murmured at it, He said unto them, 'Doth this offend you? What if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where He was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, or make alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray Him. And He said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of His disciples went back and walked with Him no more." He's the bread which comes down from heaven. And you must receive Christ as such bread that comes down from heaven. He's no ordinary bread to be taken in by ordinary means. You can't take Him in. There is nothing in your flesh that has power to take Christ in. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You must have that life that is in Christ. And there is nothing in your flesh that can give you the life of Christ. There's no work that you can do. There's no religious ceremony that you can do. There's no prayer that you can pray. There's nothing in your flesh that can give you the bread of life. The words of Christ are spirit and they are life. You need to hear the words of Christ this morning. You need to hear Christ speaking to you the words of life, communicating to you an understanding of your need of the life that is in Him. Are you listening this morning? Is Christ speaking to you the words of life? The table set forth in the Word of God. He's being set forth as very life this morning from His Word. Christ is the life that you need. You need Christ to speak to you today. You need Him to speak peace to your soul and give you an understanding of your necessity of the life that only He can give you. The flesh profit is nothing. I can't tell you to do step A, B, and C this morning to receive the bread of life. I can tell you to look to Christ. I can tell you to listen for Christ. I can tell you that He is what you need more than anything that this world could offer. I can tell you to look to Christ. Look to Him. Look to Him by faith. Christ is what you need this morning. There is, again, nothing in your flesh that can receive Him. No work can acquire Him. No method will constrain Him. No choice or prayer has the power to make Him your Savior. You need to hear Him speak to you. You need to hear Christ speak the words of life from His Word to you this morning. Only by a God-given spiritual capacity to sense our need of Christ and to take Him in by faith, may we receive Jesus Christ, the bread of life. You need to receive Him as the bread of life that comes down from heaven. He's the bread which comes down from heaven. You need a heavenly revelation of Christ this morning. That's what you need for salvation. That's what you need to take Christ in as the bread of life. Conclusion to these thoughts. The great truths of salvation in Christ are brought out in these scriptures. Grace, faith, eternal life in Jesus Christ. The grace of God is needed for faith. Faith is needed to partake of Christ. Christ is needed for eternal life.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the bread of life which comes down from heaven. Have you been made a partaker of this bread? Have you been made hungry for this bread? Has the need of salvation been revealed to you by God? If so, then come to Christ. Be a partaker of that bread of life which only He can give. It says in verse 37 of our text as well, it says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I can invite you to come to Christ on that basis, that all that are Christ come to Him. All that are Christ hear His voice. All that are Christ, if you're hearing the voice of Christ this morning, then come to Christ. He's the bread of life. There is no other life. There is no other hope than Christ. Look to Jesus Christ today. Brother Graven.
Amen. Amen.